Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the beautiful things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannah. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal laqab qawsin fil jannati khayrun mimma tatlu alayhi shamsu wa taghrubu, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the length of a bow in paradise is better than everything upon which the sun rises or sets. You get a bow and you get that arrow. So the bow itself, how much of space it takes? If you take that and put it on the floor and you measure how much of space that is taking, this hadith is mentioning that the length of a bow in paradise, that amount of place in paradise is better than the whole world and what it contains. It's better than everything upon which the sun rises or sets. So beautiful is Jannat. Why? Ulama explain that everything in Jannat is permanent. Every single thing in Jannat is something that will last. And everything in Jannat is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created with that type of beauty and that type of love that He has done for the people of Jannat. So therefore, if you look at the best ornaments in this world, the best things of value in this world, the things of decoration in the world, whether it may be chandeliers, whether it may be expensive, exclusive, exotic ornaments, tables, whatever you can get for a person to put as decoration or just to put to beautify a certain spot or certain place in the house, like frames, whatever a person's mind can go to, like jewelry, take the best of what you got in the world, whether it values to trillions of rands, take the best and just set up one place in Jannat. Beautiful example one alim gave. He said, just set up like one place in Jannat, a small place, put the best things in the world, the most exotic, exclusive, expensive things of this world, and just set up like one small area in Jannat as a display area. He says, all the things of the world with the most amount of expenses and the most amount of beauty in this world will only spoil Jannat by putting a small display area of the things of the world. It will spoil what Allah Ta'ala has kept in Jannat for us. So therefore this hadith, just to give us a small glimpse, that just this area that a bow takes, that area also, forget the rest of Jannat, forget the rest of the beauties of Jannat, just that area alone is better than the whole world. In other words, whatever the sun rises upon, better than that is Jannat. So telling us, let us put our focus and our attention on that thing that is much, much, much better than this transitory life of this world. عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن في الجنة سوقا يأتونها كل جمعة فتهب الريح الشمال فحثوا في وجوههم وثيابهم فتحثوا في وجوههم وثيابهم فيزدادون حسنا وجمالا فيرجعون إلى أهليهم وقد ازدادوا حسنا وجمالا فيقول لهم أهلهم والله لقد استدتم حسنا وجمالا فيقولون وأنتم والله لقد استدتم بعدنا حسنا وجمالا رواه مسلم. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a marketplace in Jannat to which the people will go every Jumu'ah. There is a certain marketplace that Allah Ta'ala has kept. Now all these things is just kept for entertainment and for pleasure. It's not such that in Jannat you need to go to a marketplace and buy. But Allah Ta'ala has just kept it as entertainment for the people of Jannat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying that there is a marketplace in Jannat to which the people will go every Jumu'ah. The northerly wind will blow, brushing over their faces and clothes, causing their beauty and handsomeness to increase. Allah Ta'ala will cause, now ulama explain why northerly wind, because that time in the Arab world, northerly winds generally would be something that would be liked, because that northerly winds would bring the rain, and they would like the rain to come for the crops and for the benefit, for their own benefit, for the animals, etc. So it was something like good news. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that the northerly wind will blow, brushing over their faces and clothes, causing their beauty and handsomeness to increase. Now, such a beautiful wind, gentle wind of Jannat, with the fragrance, with the beauty of Jannat, will be hitting the Jannatis. And as that wind is hitting them, their beauty is increasing. As that wind is hitting their clothing is increasing in beauty. So everything is increasing in beauty, just with the gentle wind that is hitting them in Jannat. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they will return to their families with increased beauty and handsomeness. Now when they went out this Jumu'ah and they came back, now coming back to their family, they came back with increased beauty and increased handsomeness. Their families will say to them, by Allah, you have become more beautiful and more handsome. They will reply, by Allah, you have also become more beautiful and more handsome since we left. more beautiful, more pretty, we can use handsome, maybe not the right word, more beautiful, more pretty from the time we left. So now look at the beauty of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining to us that although a person in Jannah has got so much of beauty, we describe the stature, a person will be how high, 30 meters high, he'll be so strong, he'll be so big, the homes and the palaces of Jannah will be so beautiful, all that we describe. But now over and above that, this is just the wind that will hit the person in Jannah will cause his beauty to increase. Ulama give one, take out one small nukta, one small point from this hadith, which is a beautiful point. They explain that even in Jannah, going out to the bazaars will be done by the men. Going out to the marketplace will be done by the men. There's no chance of fitna and fasad in Jannah. The fitna and the fasad and the test is for the dunya. In Jannah, everybody will be clean. Like we did the ayat of the Quran, that Allah Ta'ala will take out every type of hatred, every type of malice, jealousy, envy, any desire for sin also will be all out from the heart. But in that place also where there is no fitna, there also the men will go out to the marketplaces and they'll return to their families, explaining to us that in this dunya where we are so full of fitnas, so much of fasad, so much of trial, so much of sins in the heart, and so much of desire to do sin, how can the woman unnecessarily go to the marketplaces when they won't even do that in Jannah? So ulama explained that if they have to go, it's out of necessity, it's out of zarurat they have to go, then they are allowed to go with the parda, with the full necessity, go quickly and come out. There is no harm there. If it is out of zarurat, necessity, then to some istighfar should be made, that this is not the best thing to have been done, and the person returns like that. But can you imagine how much more serious it will be if you're just going for entertainment? Women are going just to the bazaars and the malls just to look and do window shopping and to pass time and see what they can buy. So this, from this hadith we learn that the place for a woman is at home. Even in Jannah also they'll remain at home. How much more in this dunya? Should make it a point of remaining at home. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.